This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. He's one of the legends of Cincinnati broadcasting, a voice that many of us know well because of his decades and decades on the local airwaves. It's hard to believe, but Jim Scott's going to be retiring soon. And WVXU's Bill Reinhardt joins us now. Bill, exactly how many years has Jim Scott been on Cincinnati radio?
Well, Cincinnati radio on and off since 1968, mostly on. He actually started his radio career in New York State back in 1960, came to Cincinnati in about 1968. He left for a while, came back, and 1984, I believe, was the year he started as host of the morning show.
So that's what, if I count right, about 47 years roughly that he's,
yes.
Oh my gosh, almost 50 years that he's been a fixture of Cincinnati radio. That's just amazing. Yeah, I started listening to Jim Scott when I was about 12 years old. It was the early 1970s when he was on WSAI, back when it was a top 40 powerhouse. That was also a time when you listened to the radio on these things that were called transistor radio.
Oh, I had one of those. Had that under the covers in bed, you know, yep. Listening to my
radio. Or you had the little earplug that you stuck in your ear and you listened.
Oh, I lost mine pretty quickly.
Yeah. But Jim's always been one of my favorites, and he's also one of the people who got me thinking about working in radio. And as a matter of fact, I even got to work with him at WLW in the early 1990s. I think the way I would describe Jim is that he's a consummate professional.
He is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet in or out of radio. And, well, here's an example. When my first week working with him, I hadn't actually met him, but we're working at the same station. He was working the morning show. I was working a 2 to 10 p.m. shift. And about 9, 9:30, you know, when he should be in bed getting ready for his morning shift, he called me to welcome me to town.
Wow.
And to give me words of encouragement. So, you know, right off the bat, I'm just this small town kid, and here's Jim Scott, the morning show host, calling me out of the blue, which just shows what a nice, conscientious guy he is.
Well, he was one of the, if I'm not mistaken, one of the good guys on WSAI back in those days. So, and I remember the same thing, too. When I first started working there, Jim was one of the first people to say hello and welcome me there, and it was nice because here I am. I'm just this, you know, news reporter. Here, yeah. I am down here, and here's Jim Scott all the way up here, and he took the time to actually say hello and welcome me to the station.
Yeah, for Jim, I don't think there are any small people. It's just people who are shorter than him.
That's the truth, too.
He is a tall, lanky guy. If you've never seen him in person, he's a tall, lanky guy. He's a runner, or he has been. I don't know that he's running as much as he used to, but that's something most folks may not realize about Jim, but he loved running.
Now, who is slated to be his replacement in that morning slot?
That will be Mike McConnell, another longtime familiar voice in Cincinnati. He left for a while and went to Chicago and has come back. He's been doing some fill-in work, but he's going to be taking over for Jim as of opening day this year, so less than a month away.
Now, when's Jim's actual last day?
His last day will be the Friday before opening day. I believe that's April 3rd, I want to say, something like that. That will be his last day on the air. He will be marching in the opening day parade. So if you're there for that, you can wave and give him a big send-off and see if he's got that familiar bag of Grippo's potato chips in his pocket.
Do we have any idea what he's going to be doing in retirement?
All he has said publicly is that he is still going to stay active. I have not had a chance to talk to him to say goodbye, but my guess is he's still going to be voicing commercials, making the occasional public appearance, that sort of thing.
So there's a pretty good chance we'll still be hearing Jim Scott's voice on the radio then.
More than likely.
Thanks, Bill. WVXU's Bill Reinhardt. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Bruce Ellis. I'm Mark Haney.